You are listening to a CGSW podcast. For more podcast initiatives, visit our website at cgsw.com/podcasts.
The following CGSW program, Am I Right, contains foul language and mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
I don't really feel like it this week.
Oh, come on. I can't do it. People know that I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems a bit played. It seems a bit outdated.
Okay, so this week on Am I Right, on the radio show on 90.9 FM and on the podcast.
I gotta do it.
Okay, just do it then.
This week on Am I Right!
Does that hurt? Does that hurt?
It's feeling okay. That third one would probably be stretching it.
But you know what's gonna hurt?
What?
Your sides from laughing at this interview we have coming up.
Oh, you're right. Simon King is on.
Vancouver's Simon King. Seriously, I think Simon might be the funniest comedian I've seen in the last year.
Absolutely.
Honestly. So check that out. We have Chris Gordon, whose website says hilariouscomedian.com, but we'll let you be the judge.
That's really up to you.
And then we've got a special guest caller that comes and calls and messes up the interview like 6 or 7 times.
It's John Doerr.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We got Chris Gordon, John Doerr, Simon King. This is a king-sized Am I Right. Get it?
Yep. This is a whole lot of jokes.
Yeah. On CJSW 90.9 FM and
on the podcast, cjsw.com/podcast.
Because the other day, I ordered an Americano, and he's like, gee, Carpenter. Army. I think we're all aware of the U.S. Army at this point in history. I wonder what happened to my village. Oh, look, a pamphlet. Anyway, I see two guys playing this video game like Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. And at one point during the commercial, one of the characters in the game, carrying a gun, turns to the camera and goes, "Hey, you know I play the game. Why not join the army? Try the real thing." What the fuck? Seriously? That's your recruiting strategy? It's gonna be some poor kid lying in the desert with a bullet hole in his chest going, "I've got jihad. And the IRA never released any terrorist videos. You know why? No one takes you seriously with an Irish accent. That's why. That's why there's no Irish dominatrix. Would you like if I put something in your bone? Would you like that? Are you a bad boy? That shit make you pie and burn you with a cigarette. We're patriots in Ireland, and not dressed like a potato. That's such to be an Irish ninja on St. Patrick's Day. But of course they don't. But for the longest time, I thought French Canadians had a conversation with just Swedish. That's why. What do you think about that? I've been thinking, how come you never see any Australians on Jeopardy? Probably just be half an hour. Fuck it off! Fuck it off! If Jesus had been obese, the Last Supper would have been fucking buffet. Let's not kid ourselves. Jesus, you may also speak fair for it. Oh, sorry, my dad paid for it. We're turning water into fucking Mountain Dew. That would explain if Jesus would be really fat. That would finally explain why we leave chocolate around at Easter, right? It's Jesus baked. It's a trick of it. That Jesus shows up looking for chocolate. All right. Where is the chocolate? No, no, it's Jesus. Get the net. Show them a pitch, little booger. I don't think Jesus said motherfucker a lot. I don't know. Maybe the King James. But it's like, hey, Big Fat Jesus, how can you never do a sermon from the top of the mountain anymore, Big Fat Jesus? How can you never do a sermon from the top of the mountain?
It's kind of far.
Maybe ride a dirt bike or something. And tell me Christ on a dirt bike wouldn't be the coolest Messiah ever. You'd never get away with anything. A couple kids hide behind some sand dunes. Let's do some sinning. Yeah, he's gonna find out that. Yeah, no one's gonna stop us.
Do you want to show me how to do it?
No, I mean,
this
you're
is
supposed to be
one
the host.
Of those
I'm just,
shows.
I'm just Ed
go,
McMahon on your
go,
fucking side
go,
all the time.
Go, go, go. Start it. It's your chance.
This week on Am I Right, we got Simon King. He's funny. I like him.
Did you get it? Why don't you say what his website is so people know where to find his website?
This is SimonKing.com.
Or ComedyNightLife.com/index. slash Simon.
JokeLavaLife.org.
Yeah. This is SimonKing.com. We also have probably the guy who's been on Am I Right more than anyone else and
Thank
more
you.
Than anyone else would like him to be on. Chris Gordon, HilariousComedian.com.
Hi.
So which one of you two gets more hits on your website?
He does, but it's because of the nudie photos.
Nudie
really? Yeah, of me. It's nudie photos of me
on his
website.
Right.
I won't put them up because I don't think they're tasteful, but... You know, you get drunk, you put candles certain places, and things are all good.
So that's you with the bars over your eyes then, I guess, is it?
I can't say officially, but yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys... I have some of that self-tanner. That's why, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
it looks good.
I have a website.
That's very good. Good. I'm so glad you came along, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah. I have a website.
Just adding to the conversation.
HilariousComedian.com.
Yeah. Surely there's like crackers for you to eat or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you here, Chris? Because we've been like inviting Simon for a long time.
Yeah. And I've never been able to make it.
I don't know. I thought it was like I had to be on every second week or whatever. So I'm here. And Simon's staying in my basement and Dukes of Hazzard cheats.
When I so the illusion, guys, of me being anybody, well gone now. Well gone. Two floors below Gordon as he snores away. Surrounded by probably stuffed moose and iPhone paraphernalia. Yes, guys, that's
we put up a beaded curtain, and now he's like the kid, kid who got his independence and moved to the basement.
And there's headshots of other comics that are friends of ours on the wall he put up. So I have an opener and an MC when I sleep. next up to go to bed, Simon King. Oh, thanks, everybody. And then I pass out. I sleep for a good. It's quite a long set. I do about 8 hours straight. And every so often, you know, I mean, I don't know how the audience
perceives
it. That's
not
all like
that's
it.
Up. There's Ivan Decker and Sonny Dollywall,
two comics from Vancouver.
Yeah. It's multiracial comedy.
Yeah.
And then I also have a poster that's handmade by this girl from university of a cat space astronaut. And it says, art is out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah. I want it hang in there.
Handmade,
it's
though.
It's classic.
I got art is out of this world. But you know what? I can't be picky. I mean, I got Dukes of Hazzard sheets to sleep on.
Whose sheets are they?
I think he found them.
Like in a ditch?
I don't know. Were
they're
they ditch sheets?
They're my uncle's.
They're your uncle's sheets? Sleeking on your uncle's sheets?
He likes Dukes of Hazzard.
Snuggling up to Uncle Jesse before I go to bed.
It's part of the KK.
And not the Uncle Jesse I'd like. Just the KK. The KK Kmart.
He wasn't good enough. He wasn't racist enough to get
the other guys. He wasn't 7/8 Caucasian. They're pretty strict, guys. I don't know if you've looked at their website.
He's part Filipino, so I don't know what that means. If that counts, you can be racist if you're Filipino.
You just made that up.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's good, though. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
It's a futon.
It's a futon. I'm on the cot.
No, it's a it's
how
a
many
futon.
People do you have staying at your house, Chris?
Right now.
So is this how you make you're into comedy for the guest services?
Yeah.
I notice he never has girls stay at his house. It's mostly just out of town bearded comics. I don't really know what that's about. I don't ask a lot of questions, right? And there's a cupboard I'm not allowed to go into in the kitchen, and I understand that I'm not allowed to go in there, and I have to knock a lot before I go in his room. I know that, right? We know that because we learned that one time.
we don't have to. It's family friendly here. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
No, he is friendly to everyone's family. Well, mostly the dudes, but he's really friendly to the dudes' families. Moo. Did you moo? What was that?
Just because you walked in on my family and me in my room having an intervention doesn't mean you can talk about it on air.
It's an intervention where they're like, just put your hair down. Put your hair down.
It was a laser sound intervention.
Pew, pew. That's a laser, right? Yeah. Okay.
So that's hereditary?
Yeah,
my dad invented laser sounds.
Right, yeah.
He does impressions of me that kind of sound like Goodfellas. Yeah, what's his name? Ray Liotta.
All
he does
my
set as Ray Liotta. Do one of my jokes as Ray. Yeah.
I can't. Who here's broken their penis? No, see, I can't do it. I can't do one of your jokes as Ray Liotta. I do Goodfellas of comics as Ray Liotta, which is all my life I always wanted to be a comic. Like, that's when I knew if I went to Airdrie, I never would have gotten paid.
I love your local reference.
Local reference, like, right? Yeah, guys.
So can you do that for any region in Canada?
Yeah. You know what? There's bylaws and there's stuff it's not just everyone thinks comedy's the Wild West. You got to get a lot of permits filled out. But yeah, I could probably do I don't know. Like, I mean, I was in California. I did a Temecula reference. Yeah. Has anyone out there heard of Temecula? No? All right.
My mom makes
Temecula sounds
the best Temecula.
Oh, really?
So good. Yeah, she adds extra marshmallows.
Temecula. Sorry. All right. That's enough of that. I'm going to put on my sunglasses now. There you go.
So these are Hollywood sunglasses, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I take out when I'm in the thing is I've decided to go extra Hollywood. Instead, some people talk about themselves in the third person. I talk about myself in the fourth person. So, like, I know this guy named Simon who's doing a radio show right now. But it's really effective because it confuses the heck out of people at meetings. And they're just like, I don't understand. Do you want a show on the O Network or not? I'm like, listen, Because that's the okay.
That's Oprah, right?
Oxygen Network. It's for women's only. Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I screwed up my local references again.
We don't get that.
Sweating a lot.
It is kind of warm in here.
I bought this new gray shirt, and I think I'm sweating.
Yeah, we got to go shopping together. That was fun. So,
where'd you guys go shopping?
We went to Old Navy, and he disappeared for like 25 minutes. He's like, "Nah, shirt good or no? I don't know, blue maybe." And then walks around, and it's like, "What is going on?" And even I don't know if you've ever seen Chris Gordon try to make a decision, but it's like a 4.5 hour process. It's like you go out to breakfast with him or dinner, he's like, "Nah, I don't know, right? That meatball good, but all right, whatever." And I'll have finished. I'll be like, "I'm just getting the check." Okay, yeah, meatball stacker, right?
That's true. Right. So are you guys friends?
No. Mortal enemies.
Purely business.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the first time I met Simon, I picked him up from the airport, and I didn't know what he looked like. And we had invented this drink called the Ginger Janji with one of his mutual friends that's beside his bed, Ivan Decker.
Yeah.
His Dukes of Hazzard bed here. And So I didn't know him at all. And then at the airport, he comes up behind me. I had paged him because he was late and didn't know what he looked like. And
I knew what I looked like.
Yeah, you did. Yes. And so you were fine with it. But he came up and he's like, "Oh, man, sorry I'm late. I was up all night drinking Ginger Janjis." And I was like, "What the?" Like, I couldn't believe it. And then I turned around and saw that he had the exact same hair as me. And I looked at him and I was like, "Are you making fun of me right now?"
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that liked that
and,
story.
I've kept... No, it was a good, no, it was a good story. I wanted to...
I'm just waiting for the...
I wanted to... When it was there. I like to mess with new comics when I've never met them before. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring like a CD of my comedy and then... We're doing like a 9-hour drive that day or something to like Regina. And I wanted to like get in the car and go, "Hey, do you like comedy?" And then just put in my CD and just be like, "This is a really good one. Listen to this." We'll listen to it again. Last time we went on the road, we bought a tape of trucker jokes.
Oh, yeah.
like a compilation of trucker jokes from the 80s. And they're just regular jokes and someone's put in trucker. Like, that's all it is. It's like, "Knock, knock, who's there? Orange trucker. Orange trucker who? Orange, you're glad I'm a trucker?" Like, it's just the stupidest. Like, and the guy's made it. And the sad thing is that guy's going to outsell my album forever. Like, that's like, so, this guy's got bland on.
Let me get this straight. As comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are staying in Chris Gordon's basement in secondhand sheets, and you're still driving cars with tape decks.
Look, don't show up. Don't show up. There's people out here getting an education, and they don't want to know that you don't have to get an education to live like that. All right? Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a limo from 1987 with pretty good seats still, but it's exciting.
If I could plug something, we were at a gas station in the middle of Saskatchewan somewhere. It's minus 20, and Simon goes out to the car, but I got distracted by these DVDs I found beside the trucker tape, which were Outdoors with TK and Mike. It's called Comedy Deer Hunting.
Everyone knows that's where
I took
happens.
Pictures of it, and these guys do comedy and hunt deer. It's the worst thing ever. And then Simon comes back in, and he's frozen to death. He's like, "What are you doing?"
It was like 10 minutes. It's like minus 25, minus 30 out
and
there.
I got my iPhone out, and I'm taking pictures of the cover.
And I'm from Vancouver, so I have like no winter clothing. And he's like, "Oh, I'll just go to the truck." But like, what?
There's
what
this, kind of... Oh, yeah, by the way, there's comedy with TK and Mike, comedy deer hunting too. Also,
let's get this party started.
So have you gotten in touch with TK and what? TK is the only name I can
sadly,
focus on.
Sadly, Mike is dead. There was a joke that there was a dispute during the deer hunting that didn't go very well. I think it was about a joke like "Buck stops here" or something. Anyway, see, on my feet. Well, sitting down because I'm tired and old and fat. But hey, guys, in case you wondered what I look like, huh? Jabba the Hutt with a pompadour.
Or you can go to comedynightlife.com/index/Simon_King.
Yeah. Yeah, or go to thisissimonking.com and see me and then go, "Oh, that's what a sad person looks like on the outside."
Well, no, right? I said
what
you look like
on
of,
the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said, what do you say? Look like Artie Lang? No, not Artie Lang. Oh, poor old Artie.
Horatio Sands.
Horatio Sands, yeah. A poor man's Artie Lang.
What is that?
You gonna take that, Chris?
That's Chris's phone.
That's my phone.
No, sorry. It's Chris because he's apparently bored with us now.
Sorry.
Can you
guys,
take your call?
Gotta,
take
guys,
your call.
I gotta take this. Just a second.
No. We're on the air here.
That's fine. Hello.
It's highly inappropriate.
You just get used to it.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
So Simon.
Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chris.
How have you liked Calgary so far?
Hey, I like it. I like it. I had been having some good.
I'm
shows.
I'm in a radio interview.
It's good. We've been having a lot of fun, and I mean the crowds have been really good. Usually, I mean. you know,
it's on right now.
Whenever I'm in here, there's a couple of Indians I drop into, like Comedy Monday Night, and sometimes I drop down to Nathan's.
No, it's fine.
How is Nathan's? Jesse, have you been to Nathan's yet? I haven't had a chance to
I'm
drop
very conflicted
in.
About
what were you calling about?
What do you mean?
Yeah, hold on. What's going on, Gordon?
The hockey game yesterday?
Chris.
Yeah, the Olympic hockey. That was awesome.
Chris.
Yes.
Do you mind?
Oh,
professionalism.
Yeah, the Olympic hockey, too. That was good.
We could all take calls, right?
What hockey game were you watching? You weren't watching the Olympics?
Now everyone's on the phone.
Jesse, you're a host.
Is this a telethon?
I'm recording the show.
Who's guest for Jerry
Lewis?
Who's
calling?
We're interviewing Simon King.
What is happening? I turned my phone off.
Chris, who are you on the phone with? Turn your phone off.
Who are you talking to?
Guys, Jesse's providing this
outlet for people.
He's
allowed
on the phone.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you guys have ever...
I'm sorry, that's highly...
The thing is,
ever well with a 10th string celebrity before.
A story.
Sorry,
John Doerr is trying to tell me a story.
Oh, he's a dick. Hang up on John.
About I like John Doerr.
The John Doerr?
No, John Doerr's the worst.
Yeah, comedy's TV's John Doerr.
TV's comedy TV.
John, you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, John, how are you?
There's one person saying good things about him. No wonder he didn't hang up.
Are you doing an interview right now?
Yeah.
Is that John Doerr?
Yeah. But it's nice of you to call.
No,
it's
fine. You were saying you weren't watching the Olympic hockey game, but you're watching a beer league in L.A. They were playing
hockey. Yeah, there's a beer league game. It's really fun, but I feel like that's not important right now. I mean, you're in the middle of an interview. I mean, they're probably trying to extract some important information.
Anything you're going to say is far more interesting than anything I have to say, John.
So, Simon, you performed at the Olympics?
I'm doing a show
okay,
at the
I just don't know why that's not important.
At the Paralympics.
Paralympics coming up.
Great, guys.
He hung up?
You really...
Why did you? Why did you even answer it?
Really screwed that up.
What
now
are you
John's
doing?
Never gonna.
Now you'll never be John Doerr's agent.
Here's the thing, man.
When's John Doerr coming to hang out at your house?
He showed a lot of.
I'm
he showed a lot of respect.
Oh, is that your phone again?
Yeah,
John. I don't know what's
calling.
Worse, that ring or you taking calls
phone.
In the.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hey, man, are you finished the interview?
Doerr!
That's not funny.
We're
Simon?
Just wrapping
not
it up.
Funny.
I was trying
no,
to,
not funny,
I was trying
no.
to relate
funny.
That
no.
story about the beer league.
Yeah,
sometimes
I
couldn't
when
get
mad.
All the details.
Yeah,
I laugh
sure.
when I'm mad.
You've
I let,
not actually done the interview
or,
yet.
No, I haven't
John
finished
Doerr,
the interview.
Bored, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We were just about to hit the section things about John Doerr that I don't like,
so
and the only thing I can
back.
Say is the constant phone calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
To Chris, right?
Did you ever run into John Doerr? Because he's in Los Angeles. As
no, I never ran into John in L.A. I ran into John in Vancouver during the Vancouver International Comedy Festival.
Right.
Yeah. Which sounds a lot longer than it is.
Guys, I gotta take this.
But who's calling now?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's hello.
Do you owe him money?
Hey, Chris.
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, hold on a sec. I'm getting another call. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Do you owe John Doerr money? What's the deal?
I don't. You
Here's
know, he had this hilarious beer league story he wanted to tell me, and we didn't have time to chat earlier.
Like,
so I said, just give me a call anytime.
Well,
yeah.
Just rent the Artie Lang movie later.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
up.
Beer league.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
So have you guys?
Oh God! Oh no!
My friend,
you know this would be.
This would be less
Hello.
Embarrassing.
Hey man, false alarm, wrong number. Are you finished the interview?
Oh, yeah, we're well known. Well,
you know
like,
what?
Close.
I'm just gonna make a quick call myself.
We're just. They were gonna plug Simon's CD, his new CD,
who,
or something
who
like
are you
that.
Calling
doesn't
now,
really
Simon?
Matter.
Yeah, may I speak to Steve Tisch, please? Thank you.
Yeah, call me back.
Yeah, man, so, I'm up here in Calgary,
yeah,
and I'm doing this
yeah.
radio interview you set up, and I don't
know,
man.
John
like, it's just like,
he's
John
Doerr.
Are you telling me your show
I don't know,
is
man,
available
like,
on
I,
iTunes
that's
right
the level
now?
Of comedy
so you're my agent, no, so you should deal with this, right?
This is not even radio, it's madness.
Yeah,
no,
season one and season two of the John Doerr show is on iTunes.
Well,
that's what you're trying to tell me.
Because quite frankly, I'm up here, I'm trying to be a professional. I got my sunglasses.
Well, like, so
I brought my lip balm.
I answered the phone. I don't even
I put a button-up shirt on.
Did someone awesome call you?
Trying to do a.
Just my girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should call. Maybe you should call.
Oh,
we
should probably.
Oh, look, she
I'm keenly
yeah, right.
aware
Seriously,
that I'm nobody.
Hey, guys.
I get that.
Guys,
what's up?
I got
it, John. You're saying. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about this later. Yeah. Well,
hey,
I don't know. Maybe it
Chris,
is a time for change in
just text
representation.
Them.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Well, if this is the best you can do, I mean, I'm staying in a basement right now.
You
in
know
a
what,
basement.
John?
Do
I
you know
just
that?
Realized now that
I'm
you called, you hadn't been on speaker. Can you say that?
Doesn't matter where. Dukes of Hazzard sheets. That's not the point.
Okay. Okay. But tell me that thing you were going to tell me because I didn't plug
I got to go.
No, no, no. Sorry. All right.
Well, no, I'm going to go then.
So
well,
why
we'll
does
talk
he keep calling
later.
You? Doesn't he have right. respect for us? We,
Bye.
Seriously, what,
I don't really
what happened
this.
With his career after he came on this show?
I just can't shut up. Oh, sorry, guys.
Somebody's getting fired.
There's something.
I'm
Christopher.
Oh, no.
Got to grab this.
It's a great ringtone.
Make sure
Where
to press speaker
that?
This time.
Did you make that?
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Are you done the interview?
Just about. We're just plugging your show.
Oh, okay. Can you? Am I on speaker right now?
No.
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Yeah, no.
Oh, can you take me off speaker for a sec?
Oh, this is good.
Okay. Just a second. Sorry,
is this Chris. You know, we have a, you don't have to. You don't have to take calls in here.
Yeah, you can.
There's
a whole
hallway.
Speaker for sure.
There's
you're really close to the mic. You need to be away from
you
the mic.
You could go take. There's an area outside. Yeah. There's some chairs there.
Over here. These guys want me to leave or something.
Yeah, no. You should probably leave. Simon, who are you on the phone with? It's kind of doubly insulting. When...
Firing my agent.
You have an agent.
You had to leave a voicemail.
I was like, not anymore. No. I was like, you know, I'm staying in the basement. You know, this show you set up for me. I was excited. I came up here. They said, we'll give you Chris Gordon as a liaison. He'll show you around. He'll help you out. You know, I like to be taken care of. Mm-hmm, I come up here. What do I get? Some guy on the phone all the time to some... Has been. Right? With a beard, though, so that's good. Right?
Hey,
Has beard.
You should probably check
has
out...
Has beard the pirate. I used to be tough. Arr! Has beard the pirate. He's got a bad hip. It's bad to be a pirate with a bad hip, isn't it, really? Like, should we jump on the other ship? Later. Get the parking pass.
It's hard with that one peg leg.
It is peg leg. That's why you had the bad hip. It's like Hugh Laurie playing House. He just threw off his whole equilibrium.
What? Did Hugh Laurie hurt himself playing
House? No, Hugh Laurie, because he's walking with the crutch playing House. Oh, not the stick. The cane. Mm. That's the word. Thank you. That was good. The stick.
House with his shillelagh.
Irish House. Come on, Aaron. I'm going to fix your back. because he was walking with the cane, he screwed up his hip. And now he walks weird.
So now he uses a cane.
Now he uses a cane really, like legitimately.
That's kind of like the story of Elton John.
It's exactly
his
like the story
eyes,
of Elton John.
He wore glasses to look like Buddy Holly, and now look at him. Total four eyes.
When did Elton John play Buddy Holly?
No. He wanted to be like Buddy Holly.
I would have rather the other thing.
Or did he want to be with Buddy Holly?
Whoa.
It's Elton John. I love Buddy Holly, though.
So do you do a Buddy Holly impression?
I don't do it. There's not a lot of call for it. Surprisingly, in this day and age, with
do
Twitter
the crickets
and the internet, you know.
Hey guys, I'm back.
I can say Peggy Sue. Oh, good, lucky.
Can you leave your phone out there?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just put it on silent you can put these on silent. Okay.
Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means you don't get calls.
Yeah.
Put it on Starship mode. That's
can you put it so it only rings if someone famous calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it on famous mode.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, what? How am I supposed to talk to Simon then, ever?
Okay. Oh, no. You can turn unfamous wow. The Simon King CD coming out.
Yeah.
How's that for a segue?
Yeah. How's that? Look at that. Nice.
I take improv training.
Guys, that's professionalism right there.
Why unfamous? I mean, everything we've heard today makes it sound like you're successful.
I think it's pretty obvious why it's unfamous. I'm sleeping in a basement.
Chris Gordon's
like,
basement.
Why didn't you call it Mega Superstar? Oh, I don't know. My teeth hurt when I drink soda? I don't know. I can't explain why. Why did I call it Mega Superstar? I called it unfamous because that's exactly what I am. Nobody has ever heard of me. I have actually a small, loyal group of followers that I have dinner with every once in a while called my family, and they're really nice. You know, they come out to a lot of once in a while to shows.
I'm going to use that tonight on my show.
Did you ever consider calling it Dice Rules?
Dice Rules?
Yeah.
I thought about that. Turns out no one knows who that guy is anymore. I'm more like a geeky. I'm too geeky. I'm more like Andrew 20-sided dice Clay. I like the D&D dice. Like, hey, Little Miss Muffet also, you know, roll 3 for 5 maximum hit points. What the hell are you talking about? He's got Spocky ears on. Yeah.
Mm. Andrew Dice
Clay
Nation.
No, we recorded the scene.
California raisins.
Really?
Open
Andrew Dice Clay Aiken? Is that what you're
going to say? No, I said claymation. I did improv training.
Give me an object. Give me a location. You know,
we're doing that tonight.
Yeah. We were watching improv. I was down in the States, and then we were watching improv, and they had this group came up, and we were all doing stand-up at this place called the West Side Comedy Theater.
That sounds kind of classy. Theater?
It's surprisingly not. But my friend Ed Galvez, very funny guy, runs this show called The Punk House, and it's kind of an anything-goes comedy show. And he... So they had all these comics on, and we had fun and everything. And then they brought up LA's award-winning improv troupe or whatever. I can't remember what their name was.
Gremlins?
No. This was like, I think it's one of those awards that you get, like, if five of you hang out and you go, hey, one of us should win an award so we can put it on our credits. Like, it's one of those. There was 10 of them, 10 guys in this improv troupe. And they get up, and I'm sitting in the back with a buddy of mine. And they're just, it's like, look, good improv is amazing. Bad improv is terrible. And so we get on stage, and it's like, they're on stage, sorry, and they're just slaughtering things. They're not doing well. The audience is not responding. And I leave it to my friend and go, improv, it takes 10 of them to do the job of one man. Which to me, like, it really does. Of course, I did it in a Russian accent. It takes 10 of them to do the job of one man. And then we did jokes about blue jeans. But that's not the point. No, but yeah, so I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, the CD.
Yes,
yeah.
Unfamous. Red Dawn, the musical soundtrack.
Red Dawn, the musical. Ruskies everywhere. But no, we recorded it in Seattle at the Comedy Underground.
Right.
And we recorded it over five shows.
That's a club or a subway?
It's a subway. Right. Yeah, it's actually right next to a subway. It's a subway station next to a Subway sandwich joint, which
wow,
is really
that's
handy.
Like, must be
you get a subway on the subway. You know, I just like the irony.
That's the smelliest subway.
Which subway, though? Because that
of
Italian
them.
Herbs
Both
and cheese
of them stink.
So we recorded.
Chris, what are you laughing at?
We recorded five shows.
When you turn on Simon's nope. phone, it says there's no retard in team.
Shut up. My other
You're
one's
blushing. Why are you blushing?
No,
about?
I'm hot. I'm and it might be rage. I don't know. No. Like, I've never been in rage before, but Gordon will push you. no, I am. I just look at him. He's just adorable. He's a little gray shirt there. Took him 4.5 hours to choose. Huh? What happens, right? Man, sexy, right? Girls. And so we did it over five. We did it over five nights, and it was by a company called Uproar, mm-hmm. and they did Brian Regan live and John Panette's Show Me the Buffet, and they did a bunch of Carlin stuff. And this guy worked with like everyone. He's worked with like Pryor and
oh, wow.
like back in the old days. Like so, he's like about 70 now, I guess. It's out of L.A. And so we recorded. We did five shows. And I wanted to do it without any edits, which he said it doesn't really happen with live albums. But turns out we did. We got one completely without edits.
So how did you decide that it was going to be that one?
I didn't. He did. He listened to it and he was like, you know what, man? He's like, that's about, it was 55 or 57 minutes or something. And he's like, there's nothing I can do to that that's going to make it better for what we're doing. So I think the good thing about being nobody is that the expectation is so low on you. Like, I mean, it's not like, it must suck to, you know, if you're Chris Rock or someone, you've got every album you come out with has to be of equivalent or higher value than the previous albums you've come out. And same with like, you know, Patton Oswalt, right, has, for instance, put out about, what, three official albums,
yeah.
including DVDs and stuff. And then you look at the first one, I was not a big fan of Feeling Kind of Patton.
Oh, shit, Jesse.
And I wasn't. I thought it was but funny. Loves Werewolves and Lollipops.
I didn't like that one.
Really? That's weird. Enemies. No, but see what I mean? Like, to me, it shows a difference in the comedy style. So my idea was, I've been doing comedy solidly for about 7.5 years. So if I put this down now, it'll give me a good watermark to know where I am. And also, going through a record company or something means that I don't have the choice to release it or not. You know, it's already kind of, it's already been put down. It's already gone to print. It's out there now. I'm notoriously bad about releasing stuff because I'm very picky, and so I've never released even a home done album or anything before, you know, which you can do quite a good quality.
Do you record yourself often as you
never I've had a voice recorder. It's a great voice recorder that I got as a gift, and it was like, this is going to be great, I'm going to record everything, and I think I've recorded six things, you know what I mean? Like, I literally
but I mean
that's the kind of way I work. Like, I did a set the other night, and I did about 50 minutes, and all of it was just, you know, sort of like I was just riffing. I don't think I really did any jokes, you know, which is the way I like it.
Which is, I mean, because we've seen you a couple times, and there's a lot of, it's riff heavy.
Yeah, it feels
riffy if it's not.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is someone once told me that good comedy is like good woodworking. You shouldn't be able to see the joins between the material and, so you can move in and out. So if you get on going on a topic about something, and then you find that it syncs really nicely with a piece of material, that can bump up and give you time to think or relax or lets the audience trust you more. Because if you hit the audience with a bunch of improv stuff that's really great, and then you happen to hit them with a joke that's seasoned, that happens to be in the middle, it doesn't hurt that they think you're a genius for coming up with it, but it also gives you the ability to go on to the next thing. It gives you confidence, right?
So how did you, the material that's on your album then?
Yeah.
Is that mostly the riff stuff? Or
no,
like,
that's my act.
Because 50 minutes is... is short for what you could do if you're building on top
of
stuff, right?
Well, that's the thing. So what I decided to do was record. Now, all the bits that I do come from riffing. Everything, I never sit down and write jokes. I make stuff up on stage. Like, I have this bit called The AIDS Goose, and it's about a goose with AIDS. And it came from, because I was on stage about a couple of years ago, and I had a cold, and I was coughing. And you know when you cough really hard, sometimes you make that sort of, sort of noise? And I said, I sound like a goose with AIDS. And then that turned into, you know, the bit that it is now. That basically the way it is now. So that's the way I write anyway. So in a sense, it's all stuff. It's just because when you're doing an album, you have to have that consistency over a period of, I mean, I added and removed a couple jokes over the nights, but basically it was the same set, which was frustrating for me, I have to say, to have a set list and go by those jokes and do them.
But why did you have to have a set list? Was this with this producer of yours? What's his name, by the way, so we can...
His name is David Drozin, and the company is called Uproar Records, Uproar Entertainment, or something like that, and they're out of Los Angeles, just out of Los Angeles. And what it was, I wanted to put... Because whenever you do a special or anything, you want to make sure that it's, because it's hopefully going out there to be sold, or and it doesn't go away. Once something's out there, it's out there, right? So I might as well do the jokes that I know work. You know, it gives me an ability to kind of put a lot of those jokes to bed. I mean, I still do some of them because the album was, I only recorded it in the middle of January. But since then, I've written about 25.
Really? That's quick. That's a quick turnover.
I mean, we signed the contract in, you know, he saw me. What happened was I went down to the Seattle Underground to drop in and do a spot. When they do this Seattle comedy competition, they have like 15 comics, and then at the end they do an 8-minute flex set where they count the votes. Okay. And I had a bunch of friends that were in the competition, so I thought, well, I was in Vancouver at the time, I'm like 2 hours away. Why don't I just drive down, have a couple of beers with my friends, do a quick spot at the Underground?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out it was industry night, and one of the prizes for winning the competition is you get a record deal with Uproar, and so he was there that night. I did about 8 minutes, and he signed me that night off 8 minutes, which he said later, he's like, I was really hoping that you could actually do the hour. He's like, because he took my word for it, right? Because he said to me, how much time do you have? And I said, well, I've got, you know, a couple hours of jokes or whatever. He's like, seriously? I'm like, no, I do. I'm not going to mess you around. I don't want to look stupid, right?
Well,
any more stupid than usual. So
you do hang out with Chris Gordon.
I know. Well, that makes me look better,
that's
right?
True.
Because anytime anyone's like, you're weird, I'm like, look at this guy.
Yeah, but then I question your judgment.
Yeah.
For you to bring him along like this. Where is he right now, by the way?
I don't know. He's probably outside. I don't know where he's gone. He probably saw something shiny. Somebody probably walked by with like a tinfoil or something. He's like, oh, yeah, right? And then just disappeared. That's Chris Gordon as a dog more. So
does his house smell like popcorn?
No, it doesn't. But no. It's surprising, like, the amount of late night snacking that man does is like... Like, I'm a portly individual, but I don't actually eat that much. I just drink a lot, which is probably, you know, but that's for my own personal reasons. And it makes the hurting stop. No, but when I go over to Gordon's house, like, every night, it's like a bear raiding an open cabin. Like, he wanders in, just like peanut butter and like Pringles. And I was just like, good Lord.
It's Pringles are pricey, too. That, like,
yeah.
That explains the tape deck.
Your Pringles or tape deck. That's your choice in life. When it comes down to Pringles or tape deck, you may need to reconsider your career.
He ate that Lexus. That's the problem.
But yeah, anyway, so this all came down and we did the album and we went and recorded it and comes out on iTunes, I think next week or the week after, middle of March sometime. And then I have a Facebook fan page so people can go there and if they want to add, then I'll put all the updates and it goes online. I think it sells in stores for $15 or $14. I'm not sure. But as far as I know,
so we'll be able to buy it in Canada, though?
Yeah. Well, I think it goes into... It should be. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'll have to check. But I'll post that on the Facebook fan page. I'm pretty sure you will. Because he said something about in the UK as well. Like, and then he has a deal. They have a deal with Sirius and XM and stuff where they play that stuff as well. So they have cross-promotion there and things. So I should get quite
Have you been on Sirius before? Is this your first time with any kind of recorded... You're kind of joining the pantheon with Chris Rock and Daryl Mack.
I did a Comedy Now. This is a funny story. I did a Comedy Now for CTV, which is the... I did the hour, I guess. I did the 45-minute taping. Mm-hmm. And this was in August 2008, and it still hasn't aired. Anyone from that season has not gone online.
Yeah, because Trent McClellan's hasn't
aired. Yeah, Trent McClellan's, J.P. Mass, very funny comic. Dylan Reimer, very funny comic. Ivan Decker, Darcy Michael, Dane Alexander. I think Deb DiGiovanni did another one, I think. And then Tyler Hawkins as well. None of them have aired. And so I think what happened was we were the last ones before So You Think You Can Dance Canada started up. Right. And you know, I mean, so you think you can comedy is not as good. You know what I mean? Like,
so, you guys are back.
Oh, good.
Just so you know, just because he's providing us an opportunity, I just looked up your album on iTunes.
Yeah.
And you can search for Simon King's and searching the iTunes store, and then it comes up. Simon King, unknown. Simon King, unknown.
Unknown, yeah.
There you go. I don't think it's you. It's the guy. It's a guy who did Wildlife.
Oh, Amazing yeah. That's, yeah, there's a presenter in England called... His album's called Unknown?
No, it just says that he's unknown somehow.
No, there's a presenter. See, Simon King, dorky, awkward, uncomfortable name for North America, but relatively common in England, which is where I was born. So
where you were born.
Yes, there's a couple of
there's
Simon
Kings. There's a little bit of flavor here. This is like international. You're our first international guest, I think.
Really?
I'd say so.
Oh, come on, guys. I don't know why. I literally don't know why. I have no idea why that happened. And it was like a crappy Robin Williams-y French anyway.
Oh, can you do Mos Def Robin Williams?
I'm not doing Mos Def.
Please do Mos Def Robin Williams.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you do. We love it. And by we, I mean me.
Chris, can you do it?
No, I have no idea to do this. I can't do it at all.
Well, we hypothesize that because... Okay, let me drink something.
Water.
Yeah, let me drink some water.
Light lime water.
I like water with lime. I like fruit in it because scurvy, constant fear. Hasbeard the pirate will tell you that. Hasbeard, sorry, the pirate.
That's your friend. That's John Dorsey.
Hasbeard the pirate.
What is?
Avast. Never mind.
Can you anyway, just do, Robin Williams?
Yeah, I'll dance like a monkey. Sure, why not? I got nothing else to do. I gotta, otherwise I don't get to take part in the late night bear pantry raiding tonight. I was talking about how you raid the pantry like a hungry grizzly bear at night.
Oh,
yeah, so, peanut butter, right?
Chris, how do you counter accusations that you're a pig?
I don't. You think you have a message on your voicemail phone? You should check.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Subtle.
Yeah. Oh, you did call twice.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Let's see who called. So anyway, you do this impression, and I'll get my voicemail.
So most deaf Rob, I'll set it up. Most deaf Robin Williams is if Robin Williams was deaf. Oh,
okay.
And no. And was a rapper.
Okay. So what?
Most
okay.
Deaf.
Here we go. What happened was Robin Williams sounds. Vaguely, like, kind of like a deaf guy.
Because, you know, when you're doing this, you know, you go, okay, no, girl, no, oh, you know, okay, right? Hey, man, don't be like that.
And then what we did was, it was like, it was a gangster.
I just got to check my messages here. Who is this?
Mentioned before about buying glasses frames online.
Okay.
I have no idea who that
is.
All right.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
This is just pathetic.
Oh, that was my brother. I don't think that was your joke.
What is...
This is so sad.
This
is so pathetic. This is weevil,
did
this web of like
message?
Jokes. Oh, now he's left one on mine too.
So go, Jonathan, if you're listening, go to glassesforcheap.com. Okay?
To buy my album, Simon King, Glasses for Cheap.
That's one more person listening to this podcast. Hold on a second. I want to let this happen, but I just this is an important call.
No, I like it being interrupted. It makes it. I think most deaf Robin Williams is a good way to promote your album.
Is because
deaf people are going to be offended.
Is most deaf Robin Williams on your album?
To radio. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have closed captioning on your radio?
Do they do that with radio?
I have no idea.
Oh, I got a call from John Doerr on this.
Okay.
I should probably call it. Should I call him back?
You could. I think he just wanted to know if the interview was over.
Yeah, I'll call him and just let him know it's on. We're just going to hear.
He doesn't even like you, remember?
Just one sec.
No, but he said in real life he likes.
So anyway, this most deaf.
That's actually a personal message. It's not a bit. He said.
Okay, bye. Oh, this isn't.
Okay, well, I guess it wasn't. I guess it wasn't that.
So what we've learned from this is before the invention of the telephone, Chris would have no material.
Right.
That's what we've learned from this.
Hi, John. This is Evan calling here. We're just about done. We've got about 10 minutes left in the interview. Do you want to call us back? Call Chris back. I don't really want to talk to you.
Oh no, yeah, by all means. I'm sorry. Are you still doing the interview?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The interview is still going right now. Actually, I don't know why I called you in the middle of it.
Oh,
but...
Yeah. I mean, if you're still doing the, oh my God, yeah.
No, this is important. Simon. Okay. Just try like in 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, that was nice. He's kind of nice when he's not doing a bit.
There's
huh?
a funny guy. That was good. Hey, yeah. Simon.
So.
I hate you so much, Gordon.
So this impersonation of most deaf.
Oh no.
Back to that, right?
Oh yeah.
So like, it's Robin Williams, but he's deaf and he's a rapper. Go.
Or should I just direct people to? Because this is on YouTube. This is on like.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
I
only
don't
something
do it. I make him do.
I don't
whenever
do it.
I'm
there's like Gordon has these jokes that he likes.
Which
me
you
to
will
do
be
that,
doing.
Like I write jokes once in a while. I write a joke and go, "Oh, Gordon will like that," and then I never do it for people. Because people don't want those jokes.
No one's listening.
No, nobody wants those jokes.
But we can. Let's try it. This is exclusive. Jesse, can you do the? You should do like, "Am I Right?" Exclusive over top of this, like so it's like a real mixtape thing.
Oh, so it's like a leaked rap track.
Yeah.
Exclusive. Am I right?
Yeah. Just like a real most deaf Robin Williams collabo.
Okay, so
is that what they call them in the biz?
Yeah, collabos. They do. Yeah. Comedy calliope is what it is. Okay. So Robin Williams in and of himself sounds kind of a little bit like a deaf guy when you get going to him. Is he,
you know, okay, sounds like it, you know, man. All right. Oh, come on, buddy. Don't be like that, you know.
And then so.
I've already heard that part.
So, yeah, thank
it's
you.
Still funny.
So then, oh, come on. Are you seriously taking a call?
Hello, CJSW.
Hi,
it's
Chris there.
Oh, no. This is Evan. Yeah. Can you just hold on a sec? Simon's doing a bit.
Number. I called the wrong number.
Oh, okay. Can I take a message? Yeah, we're doing an interview. We're just trying to wrap it up. Simon's premiering this new bit that's Robin Williams.
It's not a bit! It's being goaded out of
Robin,
me.
Robin Williams doing a deaf rapper. So just call back when the bit's
How
done,
call
okay?
The wrong phone.
Do you not have do you not have a phone book in your phone? Okay, so Mo's deaf doing Robin Williams on the set of Father's Day.
So Robin Williams is, he can't hear at all, like nothing. And then he's also but rap music that he can't hear he enjoys.
No, sort of thing.
I've said it up twice now. I don't even like it. It's not even a bit.
It's really funny so far.
Something
though,
Gordon makes me do.
Okay. Do you want to hear a joke from me then?
Okay, let's hear a joke from you.
Okay, this is called Robot Dirty Talk.
All right. He's actually doing material.
Yeah, I'm about to do material.
Yeah.
This is called Robot Dirty Talk.
Will this be on your record, Chris?
I really hope so. This is like a service. I don't make a lot of money doing comedy, so sometimes
obviously.
I have to think of other things like this service
like
where you call
your room out?
And make this.
Wayward Headliner Hotel.
This robot, right, guys? He talks dirty to you, but the problem is he can't handle his own dirty talk, and he
this is
kind
radio
of,
friendly.
Sort of, and he kind of he yeah. It's,
oh, I thought
it's
you were
radio
doing
friendly.
A station ID.
Well,
this is radio friendly.
He ends up he has a problem with premature robotination or whatever. Premature. He gets too excited too quickly from his robot dirty talk. Okay, ready? Here we go. Robot dirty talk.
Did you write this bit?
Shh. Can you hear that?
I got a call from John Doerr. Hold on a second. Take this.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I can hear it.
There's more, but that's like the main
part. Yeah, no, that's the meat of it, right?
That is the meat. The song kind of picks up.
Did you write this song?
Rename it. Update. Print it. Tune it. Twitch. Racket. Scroll it. Coded. Surf it. Touch it.
I'm very glad that at this point I've been usurped by an app.
Chris, where's the joke? Is there a joke?
You're not the only person who's ever asked him that.
it's when he says leave it.
Leave it. Because
he's getting
it. Touch it.
So
leave
you
it,
guys
man,
performed
man,
party, together party, party. On Saturday night. Is that true?
Well,
who was funnier when you two perform together? Who's funnier?
Which show?
hypothetically speaking, who would be funnier?
With or without Book by Fabio.
Oh, I think Gordon's funnier than me.
Yeah, right.
No, I think he is.
I think, no, he and destroyed. Not... I thought he was going to get a standing ovation on the late show that you
There's
didn't
nothing
come
like
to,
I
Evan.
Thought I was going to get a. That's the. I thought people were going to come to your show.
Just
that's how much I like
just
you.
Because
people... I thought people were coming.
Just because people didn't join me in standing up.
I saw people outside who thought about coming to a comedy show. That's probably because of you, man. Like, no, I. It was, you know what? It's just, it's very, it, the thing is Gordon's wonderfully goofy and has a level of freedom that I don't enjoy at this time. Because I care about what people think about what I do, right? Like, I care about professionalism and levels of talent and ability, right? And Gordon's just like a kid in a sandbox with a matchbox car. He just doesn't care if the wheels get gummed up. That sounded vaguely like Southern logic. He don't care the wheel get gummed up. We gonna push that truck around.
Gong, 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 gong.
That's my Southern accent. Yeah, no, I think the great thing about stand up is it's not, it doesn't
now.
Really work.
He laughs at everything
in
I
that
say.
Sort of like really who's funnier than who sort of way. I think it's very much like it really depends on what you think. I mean, some people may think Gordon is hilarious, like may think he's like the funniest comic in the world. And other people have taste and care. Like, a lot of people out there like According to Jim, and they like Chris Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
According to Gordon, right?
That is
it's
a show.
It's safe. It's normal. It has good. A hairy-chested guy.
Chris doesn't have a hairy chest, though.
No.
Shave it down. It's
yeah,
called manscaping.
Down, dangerous. Oh. He writes, okay, this is, he has me write things on him before every show. This is how organized Gordon is. He carries around a trophy with him, and I don't know if anyone out there has ever seen.
Of course, people that listen to him, I write. I mean, Chris is on here every second week.
Yeah, I guess so. Which should give you some idea of how much comedy he's doing. Hey, Gordon, you want to go work out jokes? Yeah, I don't need to, right? Got iPhone, so go down. Got your cell phone plan, 20 minutes new material, right?
His jokes are pay-as-you-go.
Oh!
You've never read The Topper before, Wills.
Look at that. Woo!
Cheers.
I like the way that in the annals of radio history, this will go down as something that happened.
This is going up beside Jack Benny on archive.org.
Okay. Yeah. Woo, right?
It's the Woo app.
The Woo app? Is that like an offshoot of the Wu-Tang?
I wish.
Wu-Tang. Ah, this is good orange juice. Wu-Tang. Sorry. Come on. Puns, right?
Yeah. I'm
excited.
Wu-Tang. Like the juice mix.
Oh, the juice. Yeah. I thought you said something about shoes. I was like, what are Wu shoes?
Wu shoes, that's kung fu, isn't it? That's Chinese.
Isn't that like pork?
The Wu shoe is so good.
Whoa.
It's a tasty.
Can I say, actually, Simon, I don't want to make this serious here for a moment.
No, you can't.
And then he goes with the Star Wars.
It's not possible.
I was going to say, one of the...
It literally is impossible to have a conversation. You guys need a kids' table in here, is what you need.
This is the kids' table.
I'm trying to drive! I'm trying to drive, kids! That's the future. That's what the future sounds like.
Chris Gordon, ladies and gentlemen, when's your new record come out?
I don't have a record.
When's your TV show start?
I don't have a TV show.
Your comedy now, when does that...
I have a comedy later.
You know what? I think you used that joke when you were here with Trent.
Oh, repeating material. Really?
You set me up to it!
Yeah. Wow. No, a lot of people have like two or three answers to something.
Comedy... Fine. Yeah.
He's only
fine, guys. I have improv training. I have a comedy down the road.
He only have 2 weeks. 2 weeks is not a lot of turnaround time.
No. I have a comedy in a bit.
Comedy in a bit. Oh, there we go.
Comedy down the road.
Yeah, fresh. Comedy down the road.
Comedy not now.
No. Oh, that was funnier. Comedy not now. Should have gone with that off the top. Let's start again. Let's start the whole thing.
Okay, set me up again.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So, Chris, when's your record coming out?
I don't have a record.
You got a TV show?
No, I don't have a TV show.
What about Comedy Now? When's that?
Comedy later. Damn it.
Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, try it one more time.
Okay. So, Chris, when is your record coming out?
Later.
No,
try
you're
one
too
more time.
Fast. Too
one
fast.
More time. Yeah, one more time.
Okay, we need a clean one here.
Three,
so.
Two.
So, Chris, when does your Comedy Now come out?
I don't have one. Oh, I that one I actually thought. I hate that happened.
Oh, my God.
I hate that.
So how long does this interview run here?
Well, I was just
interview
say
not
we
now.
Should probably wrap this up about now.
Oh, this ended a long time
ago. We've got about 8 minutes left here, and okay. I was just hoping, since you went into that offensive accent, just
it's
a moment
offensive.
Before.
It's not offensive. It's an accent. It's only offensive if I say offensive things in the accent.
So before you get to those
isn't
offensive
that
right?
Before
things,
I get to the... Yeah, I'm going to.
Can,
I mean,
can,
yeah.
Can you do that Star Wars bit? Right
I can't
now,
do the
please?
Whole thing. I
oh, you've got 8 minutes.
Can,
you could.
Yeah, but I can't do the bit here.
So you've got a choice, all right? Listen, you can either
do
the
damn
most
Williams.
Deaf Robin Williams bit. You can do the Star Wars bit. Or Chris, do you have any other favorites? Do you have any other favorites, Chris?
I thought you meant me do the Star Wars bit.
No,
again.
No.
Comedy Not Now. Yes!
Any Sorry. Other favorites? I like when he had...
Just putting him on the spot.
ESL. What was your ESL assistant that wrote jokes? That
I
was
said
hilarious.
I couldn't afford a writer, so I hired one of the kids from the ESL college to write jokes for me.
Oh,
I, wanted
I
to
don't
write...
like where this is going.
I wanted to write...
Do you have any nice jokes?
No, I wanted to write dirty jokes, and I couldn't, because I don't know how to write dirty jokes, because something about experience in life, right? So I wrote... So I had a...
One now that we can't hired, do this joke.
No. Well, we can. It's not really offensive, but it's
Do you
just...
have any nice jokes, like family jokes?
Oh, no.
I want to
oh,
hear that joke.
I have jokes about family. I have jokes about... what if I have jokes about? I don't know.
Okay, here's the thing. Imagine you are auditioning, right?
Okay.
You are trying out for
Here's a good
the
Royal joke.
Canadian Air Force podcast.
They don't
that
know
is
what
a good
podcast
dig.
Is. The Royal Canadian podcast.
What would you say to them?
Oh, I'd be too busy looking up and down Luba Goy. That's what I... That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, hey, guys, can I come get my Lubagoid? You know what I'm talking about, hey? Lubagoid?
Huh? For our American listeners, Lubagoid is an attractive voice actress on the Royal Canadian Air Force.
She is the Rita McNeil of comedy on television.
Whoa. I think my favorite.
No, she's talented and legendary.
What is this? We have people. We have
talented
we have
and legendary.
Good.
Yes.
And lovely.
Lovely.
Talented.
Talented and Canadian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My favorite.
Why was she not in the closing ceremonies last night?
Why was Nickelback in the closing ceremonies is what I want to know.
I thought that was part of the rest of the joke. Like,
where's Chilliwack
where's
when you need him?
Where's
Rush?
Where's Choclair?
Prism.
Whoa.
Maestro.
Sean Desmond. Now I'm just quoting my Facebook.
Sean Desmond.
That was Simon's. Yeah. That was Simon's, actually. Sean Desmond.
Then why, what was it doing on your Facebook?
Because I take things. Yeah, my favorite. My
so it looks like you're the Robin Williams.
My favorite. Craptum.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part about the interview so far is how we keep setting Simon up for bits.
He never gets to finish them. I don't want to do them.
That's such a great promotion for the CD. They just all setups.
I came in to have a normal adult interview, like, and then Chris Gordon shows up with, oh, I have telephone, right? Conversation with people, and then people call, and then he's leaving, and then lightsabers. I'm so confused.
He's like a reverse Bob Newhart. He's like, a joke would go something like this, and then stop. He's the other side of the call.
Reverse Bob Newhart.
It would still be Bob, though.
In the Bob Newhart successful
it's
and funny.
Anagram.
Thanks, man.
Bob's
appreciate
an anagram.
It.
You're pretty successful. You have a CD coming out. You've got a website. This is SimonKing.com.
Yeah, not just everybody gets websites nowadays, guys.
It's an Allen drum.
No, yeah, I've got a CD coming out. I've got a Comedy Now that'll air sometime. I've got a...
Simon sounds like Alan Alda when he has a cold.
I don't
You've
sound
got
like
a...
Alan Alda.
He does.
I watched an episode of MASH that was really sad today.
All right, well, I'd like to thank...
That's how I end every interview. That's the weird thing. Every single radio interview I've ever done has been, I watched an episode of MASH that's really sad today. That's enough. Why is that? No one ever wants to hear about the nurse that stepped on the landmine. It was really sad.
Clinger Ray Tulahan.
Hear about.
Oh, I'm giving up. What did he say?
This is SimonKing.com. Simon King, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, guys.
Gordon,
Chris
thanks for
Gordon, thanks for driving, yeah. And, Jesse said that joke first.
Yeah, it's okay.
If I'd have known it would be like this, I would have taken a cab. I mean, I love you, man. Oh, no.
So, Chris, if people wanted to inquire about how much the rooms cost at your house,
yeah,
if they needed a place to stay, how do they get in touch with you?
HilariousComedian.com.
And your phone number?
You want me to give my phone number out on there? I wear it on my shirt usually.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Usually. 403-708-6473.
So just call that. Rates are... rates okay?
Rates are good, actually. They're not bad. Yeah, he touches you while you sleep.
No.
But I think that's normal, right? That happens at a lot of hotels. Right?
No.
Free lightsaber with every stay.
No.
I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. We got to go.
Well, Simon King, Chris Gordon, thanks
Thank
for coming.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to head down to Comedy Monday Night right now.
Let's
so
do it.
In a couple days, head down. It won't be Simon or Chris, but someone fun will be there. Okay, Chris, turn it off.
I like how he's just still doing it.
Chris, I'm not going to cut you off in the middle of a bit. Stop it yourself.
It's not a bit. It's an app.
I've seen him on stage. This is a bit. Hey, Chris, do that hilarious.
You know you can hook this up to your car speakers while you're traveling and then have Star Wars fights while you're driving? It plays Chris, over your speakers.
Chris, can you do that hilarious Daft Punk bit you do, please? That's really funny. The kids love that.
You do it already.
No, I didn't do it yet. Do you really want that?
Yeah.
You guys, this is the kind of sense of timing that comes with being a comic. The ability to know when is enough. There we go. Oh, no. All right.
All right. Thanks for coming, guys.
Good night.
Oh, I got to take a call.
Jesse, I cannot wait until Simon King's Unfamous, the CD, drops on iTunes, probably this week.
Unfamous, but definitely not unfunny.
That's right.
Hang on.
What?
Oh, yeah, the double negatives, yeah. He's funny.
Yeah, okay.
I was trying to be clever about it, but I got confused.
I don't even know if we have to say it. People just heard the interview.
He's hilarious.
The judge
and Gordon is obnoxious.
Yeah, obnoxious. He's childish.
And Dorr has poor timing.
Yeah, I would say. As both a telephoner. And his timing's okay as a jokester, but...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But
and his timing was cut short on TV.
We weren't supposed... That was the one thing we weren't supposed to talk about.
That was the one niche.
You know what's not going to be cut short?
Tell me.
The lifespan of the Am I Right podcast. Find it at amiright.com/podcast. Stay tuned for Blue Collar Bravado.
Okay, well,
hi! And don't forget to join the Facebook group and join us at emails at amiright@cjsw.com. Bye!
You have been listening to a CJSW podcast. For more podcast initiatives, visit our website at cjsw.com/podcasts.